Welcome back. This is Jim Santel. Morning Cannolis. In our second hour this morning, we're devoting all of our time, all of our discussion to the upcoming observance of the 10th anniversary of the civil rights violence, the human rights tragedy at the Sikh Gurdwara in Oak Creek that happened on August 5th of 2012. The event's coming up later this week in commemoration of that, in acknowledgement of the horror of that, but also moving forward, acknowledging that as we think about the tragedy of that day and the following days, the wonders of resilience, Chardi Kala, which is this expression in the Punjabi faith that even in the midst of great violence and great challenge, eternal optimism, which again, a part of the Sikh belief and Sikh faith, which we've been talking about in this first section of our second hour today. I'm going to continue with this right now and then talk as we move to the final moments in our final period this morning about what you can do to participate this coming week in these important events. Again, acknowledging this horrific, but nonetheless monumental event in the civil rights, the human rights history of America and of the entire planet. Right before the break, we were chatting about some of the fundamental tenets of the Sikh faith, including nonviolence and the tolerance and embracing of all peoples and all faiths, wellness of the human discipline and the human race, the notion that service is key in understanding and reaching out to all faiths, sharing work, equality of all people, keys to the faith, this 500-year-old faith from its very start. A couple of other physical things that you have probably seen or will see if you have not already done that, and that is the physical manifestations of all those principles by adherence to the Sikh faith. Many, if not all, of the Sikhs in this country and around the world observe this, but you will see many of them doing just this. You'll plainly see turbans, and I am reliably told that in this nation, for example, in the United States, if you see someone with a turban, you can reliably assume that they are of the Sikh faith. About 95, maybe more percent of people, men wearing turbans, are Sikhs. And the reason they do that is that the turban, of course, conceals what is called unshorn hair, long uncut hair, a natural way, according to the initial gurus and the gurus throughout the time, of living in harmony with the will of God. And again, Sikh women and men typically do not cut their hair. It's called Kesh, K-E-S-H. And again, the turban is one of the expressions, the physical expressions of their allegiance to the community in which they live. And especially at the core of that, to their harmony with all people and the will of the God. And so that turban is a key element, an identifier for all Sikhs. There's also a thing called the kanga, K-A-N-J-A-G-A, and that's the comb. And it's intended to keep the hair clean, again, as a part of their religious adherence to all those wonderful and important principles that I described before. You will often see, and it has been undeniably the subject of some good attention in the wake of the Sikh temple shooting, to understand the religion, to appreciate what this is all about. The kirpan, K-A-R-P-A-N, it is a small sword, and it is carried by members of the Sikh faith. Why? It is a symbol of doing what? Fighting injustice. Is not intended as an offensive weapon, not intended to be an offensive type of thing, but rather an expression, once again, of the faith, the kirpan, worn by those who are fighting injustice, promoting justice, protecting the weak, and protecting those interests that are a part of the Sikh faith from start to finish. And finally, you also see Sikhs who are wearing the karak, K-A-R-A-H. It is an iron bracelet. You'll see many Sikhs who are sporting that. It's once again, an acknowledgement of all of these principles, a reminder of the Sikh person's bond, not only with God, but with also the entire community in which she or he lives and breathes. One of the great honors that I had many years ago was to be presented with a kara as a result of my involvement with the Sikh temple shooting in the context of following up not only in the investigation of that, but also tending to the victim families and the survivor families in the wake of August 5th of 2012. All of this much on display at any Sikh Gurdwara throughout the United States of America and on throughout the entire planet. Accessible to people as you walk in. An expression again, once again, of this fifth largest religion on the face of the planet, a place of community, a place of service, a place of growth and communication and community. Very much. Following up on our own concepts of that we have talked about on this very show of the First Amendment and the communication that we have with others, free speech, free expression. Again, not only tolerating but embracing others as a way of understanding the community in which we live. Those concepts also, as they are with many faiths, also a part of the Sikh faith, Sikhism generally. We're going to spend a lot more time next Saturday chatting about what exactly happened on August 5th of 2012. I was the United States Attorney at that time. It was a beautiful Sunday morning, much like the weather today in southeastern Wisconsin. And sometime after 10:15 or so, this shooter, a white supremacist, a member of a white nationalist group, entered into the Gurdwara in Oak Creek, armed with a 9 millimeter semi-automatic pistol, and began to shoot, as we have seen in so many other circumstances in America before and after this particular event, taking the lives of six people. We're going to specifically honor and memorialize them, not only today, but in the future as well. And we're also going to chat about the implications of what he did beyond just the taking of those six lives, which included the death following that event on August 5th of a seventh member of the congregation who was seriously injured, died much after that. And so that is the event that we acknowledge but not exalt, obviously. And that's an important point as we think about this period of time, as we go into this 10th anniversary of this civil rights event. The designers, the programmers, the people who are assembling this event, again, very pleased and proud to be a part of this program coming up. Not at all in recognition or in any way in acknowledgement of what this shooter did. That is horrific. That is plainly condemnation of the highest levels. But nonetheless, an acknowledgement of the importance of the lives that were sacrificed that day, what could have been, the continuing impact of that injury, of those losses upon the families, upon the congregation, upon the larger community. And that observance is what the coming 4 days are going to be all about. Acknowledging once again that this terrible thing did happen at this place of worship, this place of peace, this place of community and understanding, of embracing, but nonetheless acknowledging as well, under the spirit of Charikala, this great movement forward, which is also part of the Sikh faith, this notion that even in the midst, in the wake of that horrific challenge, which we do not forget, we never overlook and always have it right before us, the importance that those lives were not lost in vain, that they have a meaning to us today, as they did when they were alive. The injuries also suffered by people to this day as a result of what happened, that too stays with us, and that is the legacy of this civil and human rights event on August 5th of 2012. Those are the kinds of things that will be discussed on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday of this coming week. When once again we think about the lives who are lost. And today, in anticipation of the specific memorials to be given and offered in this coming week, we specifically say the names out loud of the seven people who were killed at that time and who lost their lives in that horrific violence. They are Paramjit Kaur, they are Satwan Singh Kaleka, they are Prakash Singh, Sita Singh, Ranjit Singh, and Subeg Singh. In addition, one of the major priests also killed, who died much later. All of those people whose names we say out loud in observance of this important time in our nation's history. We'll talk right after
the break about the ways in which you can participate this coming week here at WAUK in southeastern Wisconsin, the Shaw 101 FM, 540 AM.